Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. A little pro call here. I'm bringing this back. Have a great visit with our good friend Dawn Fotopoulos. Her global book is called Accounting for the Numberphobic. It's absolutely right between the eyes, relevant for every small business. If you want, folks, if you want to make sure that every ounce of effort that you're putting into your business is somehow getting a little closer to your bottom line and not getting away from you, then this is what that book will help you with that. If you want to make sure,
Jim, you know what I've been saying.
If you want to make sure, I'm not through bragging on you. If you want to make sure, folks, if you want to make sure that you're not growing yourself out of business, you're not succeeding yourself out of business, this book will help you with that. Accounting for the Numberphobic by Dawn Fotopoulos. If you don't have it, you need to get it today. Go ahead, Dawn.
Oh, no, thank you, Jim. It won Best Business Book of 2015.
Again, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show.
It has saved 400 businesses that would have gone bankrupt.
Yeah, I believe it. Let's help these folks some more in case they don't believe it. So we're wrapping up the year. What's the next advice?
Okay. Well, last advice, you got to fire your unprofitable customers.
Yeah.
And most small business owners are over-servicing unprofitable customers, and they're under-servicing high-potential customers. But you don't know who is whom unless you actually get a printout of gross margin.
It's not revenue. Exactly. I will say this. You'll never hear me say this. Cash flow is a bad thing. If they're doing a lot of business with you, and the margins aren't as great as they could be, but they're giving you the business and they're paying you on time, there's no way that's a bad thing, Don.
That's true.
So let's make sure that you and I don't make people think. You and I know how important cash flow is. Regular, constant, healthy cash flow. If you got a customer that's giving you a lot of business, and you'd like to get the margins up, but you can't, but they're paying you on time, and they act like they're a partner for you, then you know you don't want to fire those people. Just work to get that margin up a little bit. Go ahead, Don.
Well, that's right. So that's your product and service mix, Jim, and it might be that you do fewer things, but you do them more efficiently. So you have to look at the cost side of the equation. What is it costing you to deliver certain products and services? And if you're not competitively advantaged on those things, then let your competition offer those things.
Let me tell you, speaking of that right there, what you just said, Don, mm-hmm. Here's another thing to think about. Folks, if you're selling a lot of stuff to a customer on a margin that's not great, that means they're buying something that's very close to, if not in fact, a commodity. That means there's 1,000 companies out there a click away that could take that business away from you. One of the good things about high margin business, if people are paying you high margin, that by definition means you're delivering value that they think they may not be able to get somewhere else. That's the definition of high margin business. What do you think?
That's exactly right, Jim. And so you have to find the cross section of two things: high margin, easy to deliver. High margin means, of course, you have every time you ring the cash register with whatever that is, you get a nice big fat gross profit. But it's got to be easy to deliver for you because it's got to be something where it's not a burden to try to deliver that product or that service. So every time you ring the cash register, you can get it done very efficiently. Those are internal costs.
And folks, right? if you're new to all this, when we talk about margin, we talk about gross profit. We're talking about before expenses. We're talking about what you got for the sale, what it cost you to make the sale. The cost of goods sold. You buy it, you sell something for $3 and the raw materials cost you $2, then you made a dollar gross profit. And so that's what we're talking about. We're talking about what's called above the line, above the expenses, because that's what you got left over to pay your expenses. including payroll.
That's right, to run the business. That's right.
Yeah, so go ahead.
That's right.
Wrap it up.
In answer to your earlier question, Jim, you know, at year end, you got to sit down with your accountant and you got to do a year end review. You got to see what products and services were profitable, which clients were profitable. Take a look at your pricing. Oh, by the way, if you do want to change your pricing, this is the ideal time to start thinking about it, because whenever there's the turn of a calendar year,
mm-hmm.
that's the time that prices change and people are used to that happening. If you get to January and you haven't changed your prices, it's very difficult to start changing it in February and March.
That's right. That's right.
So this is the time to start considering those things.
I need your website again, Don.
Hidden Profit, ProfitProphet.com.
All right. Accounting for the Number Phobic, that's the book. Hey, Don, come back soon. Good job today.
Okay, great, Jim. Thanks.
I'm Jim Blyson.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.